Google said, "Aw, snap at me." I'm like, my computer is black now. Okay.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, shit, that's life.
Do you like beer?
Beer.
Do you like rock and roll?
I'm allergic to penicillin.
Do you like drunk Australians?
Beer.
Do you like interviews with bands exploring facets of entertainers' lives best left to the imagination and possibly not presented on a radio show?
I don't know where this is going.
Jump on rogueintel.com/remedial.
Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Welcome to Rogue Intel's podcast network of Phantasmo. This is the Prime Podcast, and we are your morning show any time of day. Back from a week-long hiatus while TJ goes on vacation and I work on the website upgrades, we are back. So, yeah, you can subscribe, you can stream us live at rogueintel.com/live, or even call us at 410-989-1734. We'll put you on the air, we promise. What's up, guys?
Nothing much.
I guess I should have said that my name is Duff and I'm the producer. And with me is always Carrie and TJ. Unless you're a brand new listener, you guys already know who I am. And of course, who could forget Carrie? Like, even if you've never listened to the Prime show ever, like, if you keep up on the tabloids, then you know who Carrie is.
How do you figure?
Well, because you're all over the place. You're world famous.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, from America to Australia, everyone loves Carrie.
Mrs. Worldwide.
So, TJ, you just got back from a nice little vacation. Tell us about that.
I did. Family vacation. It was just, you know, normal family shit, but it was nice and relaxing. And, yeah, always a good time.
Well, that's good. Must be nice. Must be nice to go to Nantucket.
It is, and, you know, it sounds way more pretentious than it's intended.
But. Oh, no, it's very pretentious.
It's really not, though. Like, it was my grandparents', like, summer cottage that we've been going to since I was little, so it's not one of the mansions. We drive by those, but, yeah. But I'm drinking my Whale's Tail Pale Ale from Cisco Brewers up there.
Nice, so, yeah, nice.
I brought some home with me.
I'm drinking some Jose Cuervo and some margarita. Ooh,
dangerous.
Nah, this is my home territory. This is what I typically drink.
And hopefully Carrie's drinking tonight.
Oh, she is.
Water.
Woohoo! No, don't give me any of that crap.
Water.
She's not, and you know, there's not even any water in it, because I used a shaker to get it cold.
You put ice in it.
I did not.
Some of it melted into
a minuscule amount.
So there's water in it.
Yeah, along with triple sec, lime juice, can we say Jose Cuervo?
H2O.
No Adam Sandler.
You know, I actually got to say, speaking of Adam Sandler, three, two. I saw a really good movie the other day, and it had him and David Spade in it. It was the second of his new movie contract deals with Netflix, and it was called The Do-Over. And it was rather fantastic. I did not expect it to be, because the Ridiculous Six was so, well, ridiculous. I really didn't have any expectations, but I saw that it came out on the 27th, and I was like, all right, well, I just got my kid, Kelly, so he's here. Carrie's here. I'm here. Hey, movie night. So we watched it, and I don't know. Well, Carrie, what did you think?
For a Sandler movie, it was tolerable.
Tolerable. I thought it was damn good.
I couldn't
sit through David Spade again, is the problem.
David Spade actually didn't play his typical dickhead self.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. He actually played the dweeb dad.
Really?
Yeah, but no, it was really, really good. If you guys have a Netflix subscription, go out and seek it, because it is worth a watch. It is by far better than Ridiculous Six. It is, I'd say, on par with the movie where Adam Sandler was a convict.
The Longest Yard?
No, the other one.
No.
The one with him and the black guy. I can't remember. No, it was a good movie. It wasn't Mr. Deeds, but then again, Mr. Deeds was a completely different movie. It was a stupid humor movie. This one was actually a real legit movie. I mean, he played a funny guy, but it was action and suspense, and it was good. It was a good plot.
Yeah, or Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, there we go.
Any Happy Gilmore production is good in my eyes. See any other new movies this last week?
I haven't on my end. Just Disney Junior. We found a new show on that. That was about it. Like, that's my extent of TV watching, unfortunately, when I'm on quote unquote vacation with the kids. So
yeah. Well, we saw X-Men.
What about you guys?
Last Saturday. Carrie didn't go. She wasn't feeling up to it. But X-Men Apocalypse was out of this planet. It was so good.
Oh, yeah, you said you were going to take your son to it. How was having him around for the weekend?
That was great. I had him around for 3 days because Monday was Memorial Day or the observed holiday anyway. So, yeah, it was a blast. We got to do some cool stuff together. And you know, really, we could sit down and watch movies and do nothing else. And I'd be content because I got to spend it with him. I love having him around. And that's awesome. The only thing is he doesn't have time for listening to the show anymore, which kind of sucks. But it's all good. Because, you know, when he does come by, he enjoys himself, and you can see it.
We should get him on as a co-host one of these days. That would be fun. How old is he now?
He is 15, just about to turn 16.
Oh, that's a fun age. So now you can, like, actually watch adult movies with him. You don't have to censor it. You
know? Yeah.
Or you can watch Criminal Minds with him or whatever, rather than, yeah, cartoons like I'm stuck with.
yeah having a teenager in the house that enjoys my silly comedy and stuff like that, it's always good.
If you took him to X-Men, I mean, clearly he likes your like sort of sci-fi action type of stuff too, right? So
oh yeah, he's not much into sci-fi like I am, but he is definitely a fan of the genre to some degree.
So I think he's more of a
speaking of. You know, it's funny. He got me onto Snapchat this weekend, and I never thought I'd be a Snapchat guy because it just doesn't make sense to me. I use Facebook and I use Twitter for business, and my personal Facebook forwards to my personal Twitter because I don't like Twitter. It's just me. But Snapchat, the reason I got on Snapchat is because he's on Snapchat, and he's on it all the time, so I figured, what the hell? But he was consistently, just every time I looked over at him, he's sitting there snapping these girls, and it's like, holy crap, go dude. But he's like, they're all friends, nothing more. I mean, yeah, some of them are really, really hot, but you know,
there will be in 3 years.
Well, no, for him, they're hot.
Right, right.
For us, that'd be illegal, so no comment, officer. But no, you know, they're 14, 15 years old, just like him. So, you know, and yeah, he showed me a picture of one of them that was snapping them, and yeah, she's cute as a kid. Yeah, I'm a father. That's as far as it goes with that.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing is, he was on it all the time. Every time I looked over, he's sitting there snapping, taking selfies and snapping them to these women. And it's like, dude, God, I wish I was that age and had Snapchat again. Because, it was so, like, back in the day before being a nerd was cool, there was a very select audience that gave two shits about me.
And it wasn't females usually.
And 90, at least
as a fellow nerd, I could.
Yeah, and all of my friends but two were male. The you know, so I only had two females, and one of them was my girlfriend at the time. So looking back at my childhood and then looking at how he's got it, he could have a girlfriend, but he's got football, he's got baseball, he's got everything else. And he's, you know, into, you know, lifting weights and buffing up, and he's lost a lot of weight. He's looking really good. I'm proud of him for doing all the work he's been doing. And I just wish he would put down the phone a little bit, but it's kind of interesting to know that he carries on these conversations all day with these chicks that in his world are probably hotties.
It's probably easier, don't you think, with behind the phones and behind, you know, like, I don't know.
No, I think
it's a catch 22 with the kids nowadays, because on the flip side, the bullying can never stops, right? If you're in that category, right? So it never stops because you're always connected to your some kind of social media. So, you know, that's the flip side. The other side is you're more confident behind your phone when you're not having to talk to a chick in person, usually, at that age.
Yeah. Well, no, even at my age, I'm still...
Yeah, well...
I'll sit there and say all the shit in the world to Carrie, but, you know, come home and... At least, well, now I don't give a crap. I'll say it in one form or the other. But when we were first dating, it was a little awkward because I'd say all these things and act like funny guy and all this stuff. And then I'd be all awkward and nervous when I was in the same room with her.
Yeah, I can relate. I married up as well, so I understand.
So enough about us. It's a national holiday today. Happy Donut Day, dudes.
Woohoo! I had mine.
What did you have? What did you have and what is your favorite?
Jelly donut, I believe it was.
Is it jelly or like raspberry preserves?
Whatever Dunkin' calls jelly donuts. So that's okay. What it was today. Although I will say there's a local bake shop by us here that they do their own homemade donuts. And it's like, wait, once you have that, you're like, Dunkin's crap. You know, like, no offense.
No. No. Dunkin' Stunad is disgusting compared to local bakery donuts.
Yeah, but
you didn't ask why I said Stunad.
Why'd you say Stunad?
It's donuts spelled backward.
Oh, I thought you were channeling your inner Brooklyn, New York from when you were little, you know?
Nope, it's donuts spelled backwards.
Look at that. Things I did not miss on vacation. That sound effect.
Yeah. So, Carrie, what's your favorite donut?
Bavarian.
You're so predictable. Like, I knew you were going to say that.
Then why did you fucking ask and make me talk?
Because I thought you were going to be more adventurous. Like me, there's a bunch of different donuts I like. I like the one with the cookie crumbs on the top baked into the icing. I like like artisan made peanut butter and jelly donuts.
That's because you're a pretentious fuck.
Well, no, I just don't like the fake-ass buttercream wannabe peanut butter that tastes like ass.
How did you know what ass tastes like? No, I'm just kidding.
I've been with Carrie for 14 years. I've licked an asshole. Hey, by the way, TGIF, everybody. That's from Hellfire in the chat room. What's up, brother? I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah. I mean, he was before my time, but maybe I scared him off. That's why
I don't know. I think Carrie scared him off. He wasn't prepared for that. Like, you had two dude bros that like to smoke pot and drink when Chris and I was on the show, and that's when he's Chris's friend. So, like, he's been around for a while. And then Carrie comes on, and he's just gone. It's like, I love you, Mike, but, you know, don't be scared. It's just a Carrie.
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised how many people she could scare off.
That's my goal. I said that to a couple of Australians. I don't think they believe me either.
Mr. and Mr. Cunt. Hey, they insist that I call them that now. I've got it on record. Like, it's recorded.
Nice. Yeah, I don't do the pot, but I do have the drinking with you, so I can join you in that category at least.
Yeah.
I don't care if you guys do, though.
So you guys like honey glazed donuts?
Sure. Love glazing stuff.
Why does that not surprise me? I think just about anything is made better by bacon and honey.
I agree, but the problem is that we have this stupid bees are dying out. This is a WBAL article specific, but it is an issue that's national as well. About how the bees are dying out across the country, and it's causing a lot of issues, and it will cause a lot of long-term issues for us humans who rely on honey and pollination and all that fun stuff. There's a great article in our show notes that we can always check out, and I think we do have a clip that
we do
can play. All right, can you roll it, bitch.
Bees making liquid gold, honey, an amazing sight. And they are essential to our food supply. Some scientists estimate one out of every three bites of food we eat exists because of pollinators like honeybees.
If we like apples, if we like pears, if we like tomatoes, if we like cucumbers, all these types of crops 100% rely on pollinators to pollinate them.
But these pollinators are dying in dangerously large numbers. Some say posing a threat to the food chain.
We're losing a lot of our bees. In Maryland alone, we lost 61% of our bee colonies last year, and the year before, over 50%.
Yeah, that's just sad statistic.
Here's my question. If they're saying like cucumbers, tomatoes, blah, 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 need to be pollinated in order for them to produce the fruit that you're eating, how the fuck do they grow tomatoes in hothouses?
The GMO and all that shit. And we don't want to eat that either.
It doesn't matter. It would still need to be pollinated.
Yeah, you got a point there. I don't know exactly how they do it.
You know what? I think they manually go through with like a Q-tip sometimes.
Oh, well, that doesn't
There's
make sense.
No way they are doing...
I'm serious.
Hothouses big enough that are supplying grocery stores across the country with hothouse tomatoes year-round. There's no way. I don't care how bad a Mexican wants a job.
Leave it to you.
Are they going around with a freaking Q-tip to every flipping plant?
I think there's a more efficient way to do it, but we have, like, the article even states, I believe, that we've been forced into self-pollinating our crops, and it's making things, it's called hand pollination, and it's making our food less.
We know a lot about that, Duff. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why do you always got to bring it to jerking off?
And because
the other issue I have with bees in general, if they don't want to be killed off, don't fucking sting me.
It's not even about that. It's about the GMOs and the pesticides.
All right. So I Googled it. There is actually a battery operated pollinating tool for greenhouse supply companies.
Okay. Well, that's not a Mexican with a Q-tip.
But no, there's manual pollination, and then they can also have this battery operated. Again, going back to our jerking off conversation,
so
it can be manual or battery operated.
So what is it, Jose 1000?
Yeah, actually, you know what? That is what it said on Google. You're right.
Oh, God.
Well,
oh,
you
no,
know,
no. That was Jorge. I'm sorry.
Manuel.
It doesn't matter because when Trump gets in there, they're all gone anyway.
What, the bees?
No.
No.
Wait, now, here's
the bees
thing.
Have a better chance than Jose does when Trump gets in there.
Here's the thing. If the bees are Mexican, what the hell's going to happen? I mean, come on, who else likes the hot weather and wears yellow?
Oh, the bee on The Simpsons, he was, he's Mexican, right?
He is, actually.
There we go.
Well, while I'm on a racist tangent with my whole Mexican and the Q-tip, and I know it's a topic that's been beaten to death, but since we haven't been on the air for a week, I'm going to go ahead and I'm putting my 2 cents out there, and that is they shot the wrong animal in Cincinnati.
Everyone and their sister, brother, wives are talking about
damn
ape.
But I'm sorry, that gorilla would have taken better care of that child than the two Homo sapiens that birthed it.
I'm not doubting you there. My thing about that is...
The gorilla knew when that kid fell 15 feet and got a concussion and went over to it. The mother didn't know until other people around her were screaming that a kid was down in there. Then she realized it was hers.
Yeah, I agree. If you are in an area that has wildlife, hell, if you're in any area with a kid that young, you should supervise the hell out of it. You'll never see me say, oh, yeah, go off and play with the gorillas.
Well, you know, they said that there were witnesses that saw the kid ask the mother if he could go down and pet the gorilla. The mother said no, which obviously, duh. Well, right there, you've got a 4-year-old who wants to go pet a gorilla. You turn your back on the kid and are doing whatever it is you're doing. That zoo was designed back when parents actually, disciplined their children and were parents. And kids had a little common sense. Hey, if I go down there, I'm probably going to get hurt. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So, again, the wrong animal was shot and killed. That gorilla, I'm telling you, would have done a better job raising that child.
I don't doubt it. I really don't. And, you know, it's funny you mention that. CNN has an article out there that was actually updated yesterday stating that they are now investigating the boy's family. The police are involved.
They're just doing that because the public's making them do it. Everybody and their grandmother wants somebody to protest about. Something to go all up in arms about.
No. I'm sorry, but they should be investigated with or without the public outcry. You have a 4-year-old who falls 15 feet into an animal enclosure because you're not supervising. That child is in imminent danger. That gorilla and any wild animal of that size could have ripped that child in half.
Yeah.
And the parents are not paying a lick of attention. They need to be investigated for neglect.
But from the flip side, like, you know, I mean, you know, as a parent, you turn your head for half a second and all sorts of shit could happen.
It took that child more than half a second to figure out how to get around that enclosure.
Yeah, I'm just playing devil's advocate where I know that shit's happened where you're just like, oh, shit, that could have been really bad. You know, like, you know, where you just turn your back for a second.
It was really bad for the fucking gorilla.
No, and I agree, and I have mixed feelings on that too. I mean, they're making comparisons to, oh, why'd they shoot the gorilla? There was this incident where somebody fell over the wall, and the gorilla carried him around, and was nice to him, and But then it's like that was a female gorilla. They're different than male gorillas. Silverbacks are way more aggressive and protective of their territory.
Yeah.
I don't know. And Jack Hanna, the wildlife guy, was like, it's in his instinct to hurt things that are in his territory.
Yeah.
So they should have.
Yeah, it might be in their instinct, but that gorilla has been in that zoo for over a decade. It has been around humans for over a decade. Now, I'm not saying that he's a tame house pet.
No, but you can see he was holding his hand. He was holding the boy's hand.
He could have, as soon as that kid hit ground and hadn't even gotten to his feet yet, because he's got a...
He could have whacked his head off. Yeah, yeah,
he could have crushed that kid's head like it was nothing. They can open a green coconut just by squeezing it with their hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do agree with that. I think there's... I don't know. It's tough for... It's tough being in the parent situation where it's... And it's tough
I'm
also
a parent.
Being on the
I can guarantee goddamn it. My child would never go down in there.
Well, yeah, because we'd be watching them next to the enclosures.
So again, my point goes back to the fact that the wrong animal was shot. And I'm trying to be as nice with my phrasing as I possibly can.
Yeah. No, I'm actually going to agree with you on that. I think I wouldn't be upset if the mother was shot because, you know, shame on you. And I don't want to go on about this. This is an old topic, and it's being over-talked about by everyone in the media industry. What I want to do is I want to go to a quick break. And when we get back, of course, it's Friday, so we've got Stump the Chump. And I'm looking forward to that. And we've even got the 2-minute warning from Clint Daly. So we'll be doing that. And when we get back, we'll rant on about something else, I'm sure.
Rant, rant, rant.
Hey, it is your 2-minute warning. I am Clint Daly, host of the Daily Dose Sports Podcast. You know, we release new podcasts every single Wednesday and bring you kind of a sarcastic look at the world of sports. This week on the show, first off, did you enjoy your Memorial Day? I hope that you enjoyed the time that you got, the little bit of extra time that you got off. Maybe you had a long weekend. Maybe you got to do some different things. Talk a little bit about Memorial Day, what it was actually intended for, and what we actually have kind of done with it now. Talk a little bit about some of the sporting events that took place over Memorial Day weekend. We also discuss a little bit of NFL this week. Do you know who the most hated guy is in the NFL? Because it's probably not a name that you'd think of. I mean, you think of some of the guys that you might hate. Maybe it's kind of a dirty player. Maybe it's a defensive guy. Maybe it's a quarterback that you just can't stand. There's a guy that apparently seems to be one of the most hated players in the NFL. And it kind of seems like he's most hated, especially by his own team. You know, the NHL Stanley Cup Final is now upon us. We don't do a lot of hockey on the Daily Dose, I'll be honest, but we got to talk a little bit about hockey. I know, we're not Canadian. We're not Canadian. We don't have like 37 different words that mean denim in our language, but I understand some people do. But I actually give you a couple reasons why you might want to tune in and watch some NHL Stanley Cup. It's actually going to be really entertaining. And then we get to our NBA Finals preview. the Golden State Warriors versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. We break down the finals as only we can here on the Daily Dose. And then you've got to stick around for our Daily Dose Top 5. You know, there's talk that the Golden State Warriors, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, might be one of the best backcourt duos ever in the game. I'm going to tell you who I think the top five best backcourt duos are of all time. Got to check out the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, now appearing on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network.
All right, Kenny, we're going to record some Now That I'm Older promos.
No.
Dude, just tell everybody that Now That I'm Older is on every Thursday.
I'm not going to do that.
Dude, God damn it. Okay, Now That I'm Older is on every Thursday on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Every Thursday.
No, it's not. It's on Tuesdays.
God damn it. Just listen to Now That I'm Older on Thursday.
On Tuesday.
Hey, guys. It's TJ. I know you're enjoying the wonderful content the Rogue Intel Podcast Network provides you. We really couldn't do this without the support of you, our wonderful listeners. One of the best ways you can say thank you also happens to be one of the easiest ways. Just go to rogueintel.com/Amazon and do your Amazon shopping as you normally would. It won't cost you anything, and you'll be supporting your favorite podcast network. That's rogueintel.com/Amazon.
Well, thank you, TJ, for that lovely promo.
Speaking of monkeys, who let that fucker do a promo?
Hey, you know, considering you don't have a mixer, and you're doing everything on USB, I think you're, and a Mac, of course. No, I'm just
That's what
joking.
Makes it sound good.
Yeah, come on, you think I don't sound good?
That's, yeah, well, mine sounds good on a lot cheaper of equipment.
Yeah, you've used that
50
excuse
bucks.
Before. You've used that excuse before. It's
it doesn't
no
matter,
valid.
It's still true. I have the naturally sexy voice, that's why.
Well, okay, I'll agree with that.
Carrie's awfully quiet on this. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you really want my girl to talk about your voice?
No, I just wanted her to break up the us talking about each other.
I don't get in between a bromance. I don't want to get glazed.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not till after the show. That's you and Duff. That's the post show. So actually, one of the things, because I'm taking a piss during the break there, but this time I didn't have to go. So I actually listened to what Clinton was saying, and the reason why I wanted to bring that up was I think it is important that we recognize Memorial Day for what it was actually worth. So thank you to everybody out there that's listening for giving us the freedom to drink beer and barbecue on Memorial Day.
That's actually Veterans Day.
No, it's all the
Memorial
same
Day Memorial Day is to the celebrate the lives who have been lost due to war.
It's all the same stuff.
It's really
it's all veterans, not, people.
No, veterans is Veterans Day. Right. It's the alive ones.
The ones that died were veterans if they were in the military. It's
Yes, but the ones that died get Memorial Day because we're paying a memorial to them.
Yeah, and they died fighting for their country, which gives us the opportunity to sit here and drink and call people names and make fun of them.
I agree.
Okay, moving on. Because we're all correct in some...
Does Hellfire still listen and get his vote?
I'm sure he is. Speaking of, we're going to do some Stump the Chump because it's that day of the week. And if you'd like to call in and play with us, feel free. 410-989-17.
I need to get to know them before they can play with me. Just saying. Stump the Chump. Stump the Chump.
Stump the Chump. That's right. Stump the Chump is a game we like to play where we try to test each other's knowledge of pop culture history. Now, what we usually do is Carrie goes, then TJ goes, and then I go. But TJ last time said, you should go after Carrie. So today we're going to do things a little bit differently. I'm going to go, and then TJ's going to go, of course, after Carrie goes. So Carrie, it is your turn. Round one is music. Take it away.
And I'm going to preface all of my picks, except for my tiebreaker, with the I'm throwing y'all a bone.
Really?
So if you don't know at least one of these, if not all three of them, you have some severe issues, and I cannot help you.
Right, right, right. All right, what do we got? What's
so
your music pick?
Music, late 90s. I would call it pop, but I don't know.
I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was
dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for.
You're live on Prime. What's your name?
Hey, everybody. It's Hellfire.
Hey, what's up, dude?
What's going on, everybody?
Not much. Yeah, TJ. Hellfire, TJ.
Nice to meet you.
TJ, how the hell are you?
Good, man. How about you?
Not bad. You know that song that you're playing? Every time you guys, I hear that song, I think of Hot Tub Time Machine Part 2.
Wasn't as good as the first one, but yes.
I can understand why she felt violated if someone else recorded that song.
All right, so I take it you know the name of the song and the artist. Let's go on to TJ. Do you have a guess or do you know it?
Yeah, I know both.
Hellfire, do you think you know it or do you know it?
I know the artist. If I say her name, I might remember the name of the song. Oh, wait.
Don't say
it. Is it
don't say it.
Can I say it?
No, you can't
say
it.
Okay. All
right, on the count of three.
Yeah, I know what it is.
All right, on the count of three, let's do the artist name. One, two, three.
Natalie Imbruglia.
All right, and the name of the song. Three, two, one. Torn. All right, everyone gets a point on that round.
Hey, Mom, I got a point! See you later, kid.
I love you, dude.
Is Dunkin' Donuts still open?
Did she make meatloaf?
Nothing, I'm just screaming.
Did she make meatloaf? I want meatloaf.
Meatloaf, donut sandwich.
Oh, ew. No.
Jesus, man.
I would try it. I'm with you.
Oh.
A Krispy Kreme meatloaf donut sandwich.
Oh, no. That's not even right.
It's like that movie, Lick the Glaze. I don't know what that's all about. Or was that the Mexican on the concrete eating that? Never mind.
All right. Let's stop you before you go and get us banned from any of the resources that we podcast on. All right, I guess that means it's my turn. So on that note, I will say that it is it's 1970s in rock.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sounds like Hellfire might know what it is. TJ, do you have any guesses?
No, I don't.
Perry, what say you?
No. Sounds familiar, but no.
All right. This one actually made it to, I think it made it to number one in 1973 in the Hot 100 charts here in the States. Hellfire, what do you think it is?
Can I say the name of the band?
Yeah, you need to go for it. No one else knows it.
ZZ Top?
No.
Oh, no, really?
Nope.
I know ZZ Top covered that song then.
Really?
They might not be the original artist. Yeah.
Well, can you tell me the original artist?
Hang on, let me take a bite of this donut. I need some brain food.
Can you tell me the name of the song?
Dummy.
Can you tell me?
No, I can't tell you the name of Cheap Sunglasses. No.
Nope. That was actually Edgar Winter Group with Frankenstein.
Okay.
Frankenstein.
Hey, it was number one.
Cow.
It's not obscure.
It was before you and I were born, though, so...
Yeah, but it was all over the charts, and it's all over all of the classic rock stations.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it's still being played on XM, because I heard it the other day in my car. I think it was on, like, Rock Hall or something station, so...
My point exactly. TJ, your music pick, please, sir.
This would be... My theme this week is 98, so 98 pop.
Banging on a heart of 10, please don't make too much of it, baby. Say the word forevermore, that's not what I'm looking for. All I can commit to is maybe, maybe. So let it be,
I got nothing. I'll take a guess on the artist. Carrie, do you know the artist?
I think I do.
Okay.
She might know both. I actually thought she would know both for some reason.
I'm going to guess that it's Christina Aguilera.
No.
But I'm probably wrong.
You're wrong. I know it's not Christina.
It was a one-hit wonder, if that helps, but yes. Probably not.
Well, if it's all right, go for it. What is it? Carrie.
I've heard the song before. I can't think of what it is, but I feel like taking some singles out and tipping the dance get that song again.
Carrie, what are your thoughts?
Jen Page, Jennifer, mm-hmm. Page something, and Crush.
She's spot on, dude.
Wow. I don't know.
She fucking...
Wow.
That's amazing, Carrie. Good
How
job.
How the fuck do you do that,
because
woman?
I was more than 2 years old when it was out.
That's I not. Was a graduate of high school.
Yeah, I was in my junior year, but yeah. So I started with movie this week, and then I went back to the same year for the music, and I just found this by accident. So it's completely random, but it was on the top 40 and so
okay.
Technically it falls in there.
Well, you got me, because I didn't know who the hell it was. Carrie is the only one who got it. That actually brings her tied with us. We're tied at one, and we're going into the movie round. Carrie, take it away.
Mid-90s.
From now on, you must take good care of your... Because if you don't, we'll find out. We have seen everything.
So play nice.
I love that movie.
I don't remember which one it is, though.
I'm pretty damn sure I know. Hellfire, are you still with us, man?
It sounds so familiar. I'm just completely stumped on there. What year is that? Can you give us a hint?
Mid-90s.
Mid-90s.
TJ, you think you have a guess? You want to message it to me?
No, I know. I don't know if it's one, two, or three. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, well, I'm going to go with one.
Yeah, I'm... thinking
I think I know what the movie is, but I
because the other ones came out later, so mid-90s would be the I think, right?
Yeah,
if you can't tell from the 2000s? Clip which one of them it is, you have issues.
You want to give a hint to Hellfire?
Tom Hanks and Tim Allen did voices.
They were the
god. Yeah, okay. I think I know what it is.
All right, which one?
I want to say it's two.
All right, so you're going with two. TJ, what is your guess?
I'm going to go with you and go with one on that, even though I'm not 100% confident on that.
All right, Carrie, I'm guessing Toy Story 1, as is TJ.
And it's Toy Story 1.
Yay!
Because it's the only time they tortured Buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it also sounded like the voice of the, what was it, the proprietor guy or whatever the hell he was?
No, that was the scene where they were getting
Stinky
back at...
Pete.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Stinky Pete. It was the scene where they were tormenting the neighbor kid who liked to rip apart toys.
Because they had Buzz.
Because they had Buzz, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
I know I'm right.
It's her clip.
All right, I still got the fucking point, so shut
your
mouth.
Yeah, and they're all easy this week, so you've already missed one.
Bite me. No, and I got your first one, so bite me again.
Well, that's right. You got lucky.
All right, I'm going to rock it old school with a 1970s or 80s clip.
Must be something more to us than you and me. It must be tangled up somehow with destiny. I used to think the sum of one and one was two, but we add up to more, me and you.
Salutations.
All right, TJ, any guesses? Are you shitting me?
I don't know. Sound of Music or some shit? I don't know.
All right, Hellfire, you have any guesses?
I have no guess on that either.
You're killing me. Carrie, what is it?
Charlotte's Web, bitches.
You never go this old school, dude.
I always go this old school.
No, you don't go this far back usually.
I just haven't done that in a while. But no, I look at the history of the show. Look at all the show notes. I do a lot of stuff.
You haven't done it in the past 7 weeks. Let's put it that way.
I can't fight that because I'm not looking at the notes. Let's just move on to your movie pick.
So this was 98. They called it Crime and Suspense when I Googled it.
Okay.
Omar. A Marine and a sailor are in the bathroom taking a piss. The Marine goes to leave without washing up. The sailor says, in the Navy, they teach us to wash our hands. The Marine turns to him and says, in Marine, they teach us not to piss on our hands.
That was a great freaking movie.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm having issues remembering. I'm going to say.
I picked a harder clip from the movie, though.
Okay, there's so everyone but me knows it, right?
Apparently.
Okay, I'm going to say, you know, son of a bitch. It wasn't XXX because that was 2002. I don't know, dude. I'm going to say, even though I know it's wrong, Unbreakable.
No, well, you know the main character in it, right?
Yeah, it's Sam L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, not have you seen any movie ever?
And not the pot-smoking lawyer from Ted.
No, I know. But the movie was great. It was a great twist-of-plot type of movie.
Oh. Shit, I can't think of the name. All right, just what is it? I lost this one.
On the count of three. One, two, three. The Negotiator.
Basic.
Oh.
What?
Wasn't Basic?
No. Carrie's right again. Oh, damn. Shocking.
sounded like Basic, because he was a ranger instructor and kind of said something similar.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
TJ
I know what you're
does
talking.
Not get a point for his own.
I'm sorry.
Remember, he was in the rain screaming at everybody. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, and I can see why you would think that, but I had to pick that clip because the other clips later on in the movie are more obvious as to which movie it is.
See, I don't know that I've ever seen
that.
That
was still a great movie.
Oh, I love this. Both movies were great, actually.
I'll have to watch both of them. I think I might have seen Basic, but I don't think I've seen The Negotiator. So,
it was really good.
That brings us tied again. We're tied at two. What the hell are we going to do? I guess
you're
it's time for pop culture.
And didn't know it. Lord. All right. Mine is a TV show. It ran from 92 to 99.
Tell me why I love you like I do. Tell me who can stop my heart as much as you. Tell me all your secrets and I'll tell you most of mine. They say nobody's perfect, but that's really true this time. I don't have the answers. I don't have a plan.
I know it.
I can make an educated guess.
I just sent my guess over to Carrie, but I'm pretty damn sure I know it. As soon as I heard that blimp, I knew it.
And you are correct.
Woohoo! Any takers, Hellfire? Do you think you know it? You know it?
I'll send you my educated guess.
I know the song. I when you say it, I'm gonna be able to recall it, but I'm stumped on the title.
Okay, TJ, what are your thoughts?
I think it's Mad About You, but I'm not 100% sure on it.
Carrie, was that what I gave you?
Yes.
Well, that means that TJ and me both get a point.
Aren't you glad I gave you all?
That's because Carrie's
ones?
Making it easy tonight on us.
She is, and I love her for it.
Yeah, but you and I are fucking each other up tonight.
what's with all the sex talk with the self pollination and the and oh Jesus, man, you just can't. And now you're sex. Oh.
No, I just said we're fucking each other up with the thing. How is that sex?
It's the donut holes. They get you
exactly. Exactly. See, you should come on the show more often.
Yes, you should come on the show more often.
All right, now it's my turn for some pop culture goodness.
Do it, bitch.
This guy is a YouTube sensation. Let me play the clip, and then I'll ask you what I need.
Y'all got skills? What are you going to do about it? Y'all got skills? What are you going to do about it? Y'all got skills? What are you going to do about it? Y'all got skills? What are you going to do about it? Y'all got skills? What are you going to do about it? Y'all got skills? What are you going to do about it? Why, yes, I do have skills. What are you going to do about it, though? I don't know, really. Y'all got skills? What are you going to do about it? Y'all got skills? What are you going to do about it?
All right. Now, let me ask you what I need from you.
For me not to punch you right in the face?
Jesus Christ.
Now, this... I know the guy's first name, I think, but that's recent. That's like in, what, the last year or so?
Yeah, this guy has 2 million views on some of his videos.
Pop culture history.
It's not pop culture history. It's pop culture.
Mm. Yeah, you went from 70s to, like, recent. That's not...
And it's...
Hey, no one said I had to stay within the same genre or era.
That's too scattered.
Come on. Oh, come on. You know how my brain works.
I don't know it either way, but yeah, I know.
All right, this guy has YouTube videos where he makes impossibly awesome shots where he'll throw a ping pong ball and bank it off two walls and be holding a cup.
Oh, I've seen it.
And he'll get it into the cup.
He is, so.
And you know, and then I'll say, yeah, I got skills. What you gonna do about it?
Punch him in the face.
I'm now, just going to open another beer and be quiet.
What I need is the gentleman's name.
I know his first name.
And that is? Apparently you don't know his first
Vinny
name.
Or it's either Vinny or Joe. I want to say Joe.
Okay, you're right on that, so you get an honorable mention, half a point.
I'm guessing his name is Joe.
His name is Joe. Can you tell me his... You can't guess that because it was already guessed. Can anyone tell me his last name?
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Numbnuts?
Numbnuts is not right.
Douche nozzle?
Close, but no.
Punch you in the face?
Even farther away from no.
Oh, no, it's happening.
I thought you were buying a cattle prod. Oh, wait, I have your address now. I can send that to you.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. You're going to get me killed. You know
I'll get
that
a low-voltage cattle prod. To
see, if I would have done something like this, he would have had a fucking shit fit.
No, because anything...
Me
with
or
two,
him?
No,
him.
Me. She's saying that I would give a shit fit. But see, here's the thing. This guy is an internet sensation. Everyone...
Only
who,
if you're a fucking person who does nothing but watch stupid shit on YouTube.
Oh, I know.
If you're an IT person who sits in their office all day.
Or has a teenage son who lives on YouTube.
Oh, actually, that's probably where... You got this from Kelly, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I actually showed it to Kelly, and he freaking loved it.
Oh, shit. Sorry. We okay saying his name?
He's been on the show!
I didn't know that! Sorry, he's underage and a minor. I wanted to make sure
it
was okay.
He's 15. He's old enough for a Facebook account. Alright, does anyone want to give a last guess?
No, just please get over this.
Joe Sharman.
Whatever.
D's nuts.
All right, D's nuts over here. TJ, give me your pop culture pick.
So this is a tie with my tiebreaker, actually. I flipped them. So this one is 89 to 97 TV.
89 to 97. All right. You know, I have a shot in the dark. Carrie, what do you think you know it? Do you know you know it? Any idea?
I can give a guess.
All right, send your guess in to TJ.
Carrie, send them that carrier pigeon.
Oh, right, man.
Hellfire, what say you? Any guesses?
Carrie's right.
No guesses, but this show's starting to sound really, you know, bloodthirsty and porn today, so I don't know.
My guess...
It's making me hungry for donuts.
You and them donuts.
Hey, they're free. I went to like five
Are you over-medicated or under-medicated, Hellfire? That's what I want to know.
Well, going through Percocet withdrawal, so, you know.
All right, so under right now.
Yes. All right, I'm going to say Monty Python's Flying Circus, but I don't think I'm right. I'm going to go with Goof Troop as a backup.
Neither was even remotely close.
Son of a bitch.
Carrie, what a fucking shock, was spot on.
Carrie, what is it?
Well, Hellfire hasn't guessed.
Hellfire, give us a guess.
Let's hear Carrie. I'm stumped.
Okay, it's Coach.
Oh, yes, it is.
And I think Damn. That's a better tiebreaker than my tiebreaker, but it fit closer to the time frame that I was working with, which I know isn't an official rule, but I was going with.
No, hey, you know what? It works.
It makes me feel better to do it that way.
I try and do it that way too, so I don't feel bad.
And it works. You know why it works so damn well? Because this is the first time we've ever played the game that
it's
we have been dead
because I
tied.
Gave you all easy ones. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, now you're going to, if you do go to the tiebreaker, this round of tiebreakers is actually going to be pretty easy. So,
no, this tiebreaker, you're not going to get. It's the whole point of a tiebreaker.
All right, Carrie, intro your tiebreaker, please.
It is Muzak. Well, music. Early 70s.
I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. You see, I thought that I might keep you for my own.
You know,
what you gonna do? I think I'm in love with you. I played it because I figured your mom would be like, I know it.
Quite honestly, I know the guitar lick, but I have no idea what the hell it is. I'm going to go with James Taylor.
I do know the name of the song.
Okay.
I know the name of the song.
Or too. I think I know the name of the song, I should say. Because it's right before that, right?
All right, TJ, I already said I don't know. Message me the name of the song, and then we'll get Hellfire to tell us if he knows the name of the song.
And I can thank my mother for playing all this music while I was in the car as a kid.
All right, Hellfire, you think you got any ideas?
Do you want me to say the name of the song?
Yes.
Yes.
It's Amy.
Correct.
No, I guess Annie. I guess Annie, but whatever.
Now, this song's been covered by a lot of people.
Well, this is from 72, so you got to give me the band that did it in 72, which is the original people who did the song.
It's something Fuller. No. Fuller was the writer. God. I'm going to hear that song on the radio tomorrow on a classic rock station.
Time's up.
I thought James Taylor was a good guest, whoever said that.
Well,
I thought
you.
That was a good guest.
Thank you. That was me.
Yeah.
All right. Are we done?
Yeah, this,
are we ready to give up?
Yes, I think we
can. Put our tails between our legs and walk away with our heads down.
Oh, okay. No, I just Googled it just to see.
All right, Carrie, what is it?
Pure Prairie League.
What?
Pure, that's right.
I know it's right. Damn. It's my clip.
I know it's right. But I knew the song title.
Well, yes, you get an honorary half point on that one. And the rest of us walk away with nothing. That brings me to my tiebreaker. This is music, and it's from the mid-2000s.
Time on cold dark streets, selling a body hurt so for the mighty dollar.
All right, any takers seconds. Whatsoever?
I hear crickets playing in the background.
No, it's all in your mind, sir.
No, I hear him too.
Well, I know Carrie is a fan of the song, but can she think of who it is and the name of the song?
Was that 30 seconds? I don't know about that.
It was actually 25 seconds.
I thought it fell short.
I can't think of it.
Yeah, I gotcha. It's a Chroma. Anyone want to take a guess at the song?
No.
The name of the song is called Wash Away, and then in parentheses, Some Desert Night. And I picked this because I knew you were a fan of the song, but I didn't think you'd actually remember who it was or what the name of the song was. And I would have taken Wash Away or Some Desert Night. So we are still pointless, believe it or not. I guess it's TJ's turn to see if we can get some scoring going on.
No, this should help you out. Early 80s TV. Don't waste another. You can't put a microphone in front of me after three beers. Yeah. It just doesn't work that way.
Hey, no one forced you to drink three beers. I've had two margaritas tonight. You don't see me acting like
you've
a fool.
You've actually had more than that.
I've had two and a half then.
I still like drinking it. I don't care. I like singing. I don't need an excuse.
All right, Carrie, do you know it or you think you know it?
I know it.
Hellfire, do you think you know it or do you know it?
It's coming in really broken up through the phone, line.
Well, yeah, it's
and if
you're
I
on
put the show online, I get it. I get feedback through my phone on my end for some reason. I don't know why. But I was it the song or is it a show?
It's the show, and don't say what it is.
You know what? Because we're all close. You can. The main singer. How about that, too?
Well, no, that doesn't work.
That's easy.
I know that, too.
If you know the show, you know the singer.
Yeah, I do.
His son is also famous.
Well, you said it was... okay, well, Alan Thicke.
There you go.
But that's not the singer of the show, of the song.
He's the male voice in it, isn't he?
Don't think so.
Really?
I don't know. You're the one who put the song in the rundown. All right, on the count of three, Carrie, one, two, three. Growing Pains.
Yeah, but that still doesn't help us with the tie.
No, well, it does actually, because it gives Carrie an extra point, and it gives me an extra point. Well, damn, that means we're tied anyway. Carrie with 4 points, Duff, myself, of course, with 4 points. TJ is the chump. If we're not counting, of course, Hellfire, which we loved having on the phone today to play Stump the Chump.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I want to clarify, it is not a thick singing the fucking song, I knew it wasn't.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't either. Alan Thicke was the male actor. He played the father in Growing Pains.
But he was also a singer, though, right?
His son was a singer.
I understand that, but he also sang, too, I think.
The singer of the song is B.J. Thomas.
I got a trivia for you on Alan Thicke. What popular early 80s TV show did Alan Thicke sing the theme song to?
Silver Spoons.
No.
Okay. It was worth a guess.
It's if I give you a clue, it's going to give away the show. But it was groundbreaking because you had a white man who had a lot of money who wound up having an affair and having two black sons.
Oh, yeah.
Who he wound up taking them into his home.
Is it Different Strokes?
Yeah, Different Strokes.
Different Strokes. There you go.
And okay. He didn't have an affair. He adopted them.
Yeah.
He adopted them. Alan Thicke wrote and sang that theme song.
No kidding.
Yeah, you're right. That was that theme song he did, but not Growing Pains.
So I guess TJ was right. He is a singer.
Yeah, but wrong song.
Yeah, true. Well, that was Stump the Chump on our lovely Friday episode of Prime. We want to thank Hellfire for hanging out with us tonight. What you been up to, man? Yeah, I heard you just got out of another surgery. What's up with that?
Yeah, I had a procedure done on May 2nd put a mesh in my ab wall. It was separated from my body. So I'm good. I'm healing. I went back to work last week. Work's really busy. So, you know, I'm keeping myself going. And I'm moving next year.
Oh, so, where are you moving to?
Oh, wow.
I'm moving to Oahu.
Really?
Ooh, lucky bastard.
So you guys might have to come out and do a podcast on the island.
Hey, if you're paying to hold us up, then I think we might.
You can sleep on the beach. You really don't need to stay in the apartment. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, with the time change, I mean, you're doing the show 9 hours behind anyway. There you go.
Hell, today we're 9 hours behind mentally.
And when you play it, you're still on the beach eating lunch.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm game. If you got the private jet, I'm game.
Private jet. You're funny, TJ.
You guys are great. Thanks for cheering me up today. I got a new computer. That's why I haven't really been around the last few weeks. I tried to come on a couple Fridays ago, but there was no show. I think you guys were off.
Last Friday we didn't do a show because, Mr. TJ over here was on vacation and I was getting my kids. So we opted not to do the show because, you know, family comes first.
Always.
True.
But we don't plan on making a habit out of doing that. As a matter of fact, in the past, I've actually had my kid on the show with us because he was in the house with us. So, that won't be an issue in the future. It's just between everything that was going on.
And it's a clusterfuck.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. But, yeah, thanks for calling in, man. And, hey, I got a question. Do you like Everything Falls?
Everything Falls?
Yeah, it's a band that we've had. They're out of New York. We've had them on the show like twice. Mm-hmm. And we just did a contest with them. We gave away their basically their complete works, two CDs and a keychain. And did you like them? Have you heard of their music?
I honestly haven't heard of them till you mentioning them now. I'm really big into like the Dream Theater. Actually, last time I talked to you, I called you in.
Yeah, I know. You were at the concert.
From the show. Mm-hmm. I was calling in from the lobby before they went on stage just to check in and say hello, because I thought that'd be kind of cool for a show, because you're a Dream Theater fan. You've met them before.
I've never met them.
Didn't you get a picture taken with them?
No, I've never seen them live, dude.
I could have swore I saw a picture of you with them.
Nope, that wasn't me, man. I would have loved to have seen
them. That wasn't you?
Nah.
Damn.
You know, and I would have loved to have seen them back when Portnoy was the drummer. Mangini's great, but he's no Portnoy.
No, he's not. He really held the band together, too, I think, in my opinion. But they still rock. They were still good. They still give everything they got and do a long show. And if you haven't seen them live and you're a fan of music and live shows, I recommend, you know, going to see them because, you know, you get your money's worth.
Yeah. Well, if you are interested in Everything Falls, we do have a couple of extra prize packs here in the studio. And if you are into the band, we'd like to send you out a complimentary prize pack just for being an awesome fan. So if you'd like that, check out everythingfallsband.com. And if it's your cup of tea, hit me up with your shipping address and we'll definitely get those out to you.
You have to follow us.
Thank you so much. I
appreciate social media.
Yeah, you have to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
One or the other.
And I did register on the Rogue Intel site, so I'm registered. My information's on there.
Nice.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't include your shipping address.
Well, thank you for breaking my call-in cherry, Hellfire. I appreciate it.
All right. Hellfire, it's been a blast having you on the show. Have a great weekend.
You guys do the same. Take care.
All right. See ya. Well, we've had quite an exciting show tonight. I'm so glad to be back. If you guys call in and if you guys are good sports, we have some extra prize packs that we ordered from Aaron at Everything Falls. So if you guys are into that kind of thing, call in and be nice and we might actually hook you up. Speaking of music news, my favorite local band here in Maryland is Cyrenic. Brian Zuckerman from the band Cyrenic has been on quite a few times. He's probably been on more times than any other guest on the show.
And, been on more times than me.
I don't know about that. I think you've upped
about.
I think you've upped him by a couple of episodes anyway. He's probably been on four or five times since the show's first episode, which was over a year ago. And they have a new album coming out. It comes out Monday. It's called Medusa. You can go to Cyrenic.com. That's Cyrenic.com. And you can pre-order that now and get the digital version on Monday when it drops. I personally cannot wait for it to come out. They do our theme music. The music you hear at the in and out of every show is Cyrenic. So that'll key you in as to what type of music they do.
I'm game two. I'm glad he finally settled on a date and... we're good to go. I can't wait for it to come out.
Yeah, some personal news for Brian. He's been looking for a house for many, many months. They actually finally bought one. They got accepted for it. They put an offer in. They got it. So hopefully, as long as closing everything goes well, they'll have a new house instead of the apartment they've been living in while they search for a house.
Nice. I know he's also a loyal listener, so congrats, Brian.
Yes. Congratulations, Brian and family. So we are going to get out of here. Before we do, we want to remind you guys that you can be awesome and subscribe to us on iTunes by going to bit.ly/theprimepod.
Or don't and be a dick.
Or don't and be a dick. You know, as long as you're listening in some regards, we still love you. Because let's face it, iTunes isn't everything. Like me personally, I don't use iTunes. But I listen to like 30 different podcasts. Oh, fuck you, TJ. Just as a reminder, if you guys are doing shopping on Amazon, you know, for the upcoming holidays or for the birthdays that come out in July and August and all that stuff, you can always go to RogueIntel.com/Amazon to do all of your shopping because it helps us out and you don't have to pay any extra. So we are going to get out of here, guys. We want to thank you so much for coming out and being awesome tonight. You've been listening to the Prime Podcast, and I'm Duff.
TJ? I'm waiting for later, Tater.
TJ?
No, she's saying it tonight. I'm not letting her
She'll
get away
say
with
it tonight,
it.
But you got to say, I'm TJ.
No. I'm TJ.
Later, Taters.
Ear holes ready for some prime post roll.
I like pretty much anything with honey on it.
I would agree with that. So I mean,
let's do that again.
I know
saying,
I missed
so
it.
I mean.
No, hold on. I forgot that was my article.
All right, three.
I was like, I saw Carrie, and then I saw shitting on a. Never mind.
All right, three. Two.
Yeah, so, I mean, who doesn't
know? No, Jesus, fuck! You did it again!
Carrie, you do it.
No, it's your story.
I'm going to sit quietly in the
corner. No, it's your story. Do the fucking story.
I'm going to sit quietly in the corner and glaze myself. Leave me alone.
Jesus, I got it. So what'd you do during vacation?
We had a lot of fun. We were busy. I feel like I need another vacation after vacation.
Dude, I don't want to hear anything about you being busy. You know what I did while your ass was on vacation?
What's that?
I actually got a new hosting plan for Rogue Intel's website.
Ooh.
Yeah, we upgraded. It's going to be twice as fast as the older website, so the page loads won't take as long, and it'll allow us to upload content. And something else that we'll be able to do in the near future is we're going to be able to give each one of our shows their own website. It won't be like, hey, go visit our show page at rogueintel.com/blah blah blah. It'll be, hey, go to theprimepod.com, and it'll be our own site looking the way we want it with only our stuff. It'll have sidebars that have all the other network shows on it, but it's going to give us a lot more flexibility than we had. It was a lot of money, but I actually got a really good discount. It's still a lot of money, even with my discount, yeah. But I got a 60% discount for a 36-month installment. So, nice. We've got 3 years of hosting paid.
All right, this is why you bastards out there need to go into rogueintel.com/Amazon and support this bastard over here who spends all of his hard-earned money to make your shit sound and look good, all right? And it doesn't cost you anything. It's literally just clicking a goddamn link. So do it. Everybody has an Amazon addiction, myself included, but I know that there's a very limited number of us compared to our listenership that click on the damn thing. And I know there's a lot more of our listeners that listen that actually go on Amazon. So just click the damn link before you go on there. Give us a couple pennies and make sure Duff can get some, like, decent vodka or something.
Well, it's not even about that. I put any money that I get from
the
Amazon affiliate, I put right back into the network. None of it gets spent on, like, Tito's money or anything like that.
Well, you're spending your Tito's money on the network now. That was the point.
Yeah. A shit ton of money has been spent on the network, but it's all worth it. It's all for the love of the pod, and that's all.
The problem is you can't sleep in a box. Like, the podcast isn't a physical thing, or the website isn't a physical thing that you can sleep in when you can't pay rent.
Yeah,
because you're paying for domains. So get your asses on Amazon and click our links and all that fun shit and support our show.
Yeah. Thank you, TJ, for that.
I'll step off my soapbox.
It was hundreds of dollars.
I know.
For the hosting plan, but it well worth it.